Cloud is powering tomorrow's transformative missions. Federal agencies are partnering with SAIC to help them meet these critical moments. Where bold moves require confident blueprints. Where you can accelerate transformation through consistency. Where you can innovate forward and never look back. SAIC quickly and securely migrates large-scale workloads to the cloud with the confidence you need to assure your mission. Learn more at saic.com/cloud.
Blog Boys. Welcome to the Blog Boys podcast. I am one of your hosts, Delvin Cox, and with me is my brother in arms, my partner in rhymes, my boy Christian. What you doing, brother? How you doing? Everything good with you?
What's going on, man? How you doing today? I'm doing good. Can't complain.
That's what's up, man. Let's do something different today. Usually we start with a hip-hop fact, right?
Usually, so
since Black History Month basically is over with now, let's give a Black History fact or something like that. What's one of your favorite Black History moments you can think about?
One of my favorite Black History moments?
Yeah, just in general.
Man, that's a pretty big list. Probably the Freedom Riders. That took a lot of courage.
That's a good one.
Life on the...
You break it up. Just say, go ahead and say it again.
I said they used to put their life on the line. You know, there aren't a lot of actors like that nowadays, man.
Yeah, it's crazy how it so much has changed and yet so much stays the same in a sense. You know what I mean?
It's a recurring cycle, man. It's always this.
Yeah, man. Let me give one of my favorites. The obvious not I always talk about is Barack Obama getting elected. That's always been dope. I'm trying to think of one that I think off the top of my head, you know, that I, especially one that I was alive for. I think that's something that's essential. I want to say, you know what? I'm gonna go completely left. I'm going to say something completely different that people wouldn't expect.
What?
The rise of Black billionaires. Black million and billionaires. Like how you see, like when we was growing up, I know I'm a little older than you, when you thought of like Black celebrities that was making money and stuff like that, it was like, what, maybe Oprah and Denzel were the only people you named.
Yeah.
And now you kind of, in this generation, you got these moguls like Jay-Z, Diddy, Kanye West. You can make a list that goes
it's a lot of them. Yeah, you got a point.
That goes on and on, and it just shows the growth that we have. And not only just in music, but in general, like, it's just so many Black people are setting the trends in culture and society, like Ava DuVernay, and it's just so much that we are doing, that we are contributing, and because of our talent, we're getting recognized for, and I think that's a dope thing.
It is dope, and especially, you know, when they hijack the culture, you know the reason why.
Yeah.
And then most of these people that you name are the reason why. They started, you know, they pioneers in this.
And it's cool to see that they are starting to get their recognition for it. So let's talk about, well, I got one thing I want to talk to you about first before we start. So, I mean, it's been a hiatus. So what's been going on with you while we've been off? Because we've been off for a minute.
Oh, man. Life has been good, man. Got a really good internship. Got a new job. Family's healthy. Got accepted to a couple of schools in New York and trying to go to. Still trying to pick which one I want to go to next fall or this upcoming fall. But other than that, man, I'm just blessed. You know?
That's a blessing, man. New York?
Yes, sir.
That should be dope. You think you're going to do it?
Yeah. Schools either St. John's or Baruch.
That should be dope. What's your major going to be over there?
Communications and journalism.
I can see it. I definitely can see it, man.
Yeah, I got two more years to finish after that. Get my bachelor's, work a little bit, get my master's at the same time. It's part of the process. Then we got to buy the block back.
I'm definitely down with that. You know, I always appreciate when young African-American males come up to me and be like, I'm going to be a journalist, or I'm going to be a doctor. And they don't come up to me and say, I'm going to be a rapper. You know, that's always the stereotype that we get, that we're just going to be rappers and ball players, you know. A lot of other things we can do besides just those things.
It's a lot. It's a very diverse world. You can do a lot of different things, man. You just got to find your niche.
And we need more African-American journalists, period.
Yeah, we just need less Stephen A. Smiths.
that's a fact, man.
I did a train wreck.
Yeah, man. So, before we get to what I've been doing, let's talk about, did you watch the Oscars?
Actually, bro, I was at work when the Oscars going on. And even if I wasn't at work, I promise you I probably still wouldn't have been watching.
Yeah, that doesn't matter. The thing, I just brought it up because the thing I want to talk to you about a little bit is the fact that the first Marvel movie ever to win an Oscar is Black Panther.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
I feel like as big as Black Panther was, they had to give them something. They had to. You can't just have the biggest 90 movies and not give the biggest movie of the year or something. But yeah, they would have been out of reach.
Yeah, I think it's cool that it won, honestly. I think that it shows, even if it was, I think it was for like costume design or something weird like that. You know, the Oscars, when they don't want to give you something, they give you something weird like costume design or soundtrack or something like that.
Screenplay for Spike. You know, Spike should have had one at least 30 years ago. But
oh, that's a whole other topic. I almost forgot about it.
Neither here nor there.
That's a whole other topic I almost forgot about. Spike Lee just finally got an Oscar. How wild is that?
It's ridiculous, but you know how it is, man.
Yeah, man. It's just
they always late.
Well, we can talk about that right now since we're on the subject. It's interesting how African American culture influences everything about our society today, yet we don't get the recognition for it. In terms of like when it comes to like bringing up Oscars and things like that, they kind of brush us to the side. Like, for example, the most popular genre in the United States right now is hip hop.
That's true. Always has been.
Yeah, people don't recognize it. It barely gets any mention at the Oscars. It kind of gets pushed to the side, not the Oscars, the Grammys, but it kind of gets pushed to the side and things like that. And knowing that, but one of the biggest movies, it was Black Panther, and they're trying to give it a costume award.
You know, at the same time, I understand where people are coming from as far as, you know, winning awards for things that show us. But at the same time, we don't need that validation. We know the movie was great.
Yeah.
We don't need that trophy to tell us how good it was. It's the same thing Drake said about the Grammys. It's the same thing for these award shows. You know, if you know you had a great movie, the sales, didn't they crush
a billion.
The last Avengers movie? Didn't it beat I thought it beat Winter Soldier, and I know it beat another one.
It beat all of them except Infinity War. It's one of the highest grossing Marvel movies ever.
Ever.
Ever. Like, it's up there. It made Avengers money. I'll put it that way.
Yeah. You remember when Tobey Maguire was Spider-Man and they cracked $200 million, thought that was just wild. This will never be done again. Now people getting billions.
And every time Marvel put out a movie, it's hitting like a billion. That's crazy to think about, man.
Man, rest in peace to Stan Lee, man.
Definitely, man. Stan Lee is the legend, man. I honestly was thinking about him the other day. I was watching, you seen Into the Spider-Verse?
No, I haven't seen it yet, man.
You have to see that movie. You would love Into the Spider-Verse.
Is it still in theaters? I might go see it tomorrow.
It might be. It's on. You can rent it digitally now, I think.
Okay.
But it might be in like a couple of theaters still, because like it's a really, really good movie.
I'm about to check it out.
And it's a scene in there with Stan Lee that is so powerful because knowing what happened to him, it's so cool and so powerful. It almost got me misty eyed looking at it.
Really?
Yeah, it's good. The movie's excellent.
I'm gonna check it out.
Definitely. So another thing we didn't talk about because since we've been off for a little while, the whole Jesse situation. That answers my question right there. What did you think about that whole thing?
Bro, I ain't gonna lie to you. When I first heard about it, I was like, man, this shit sounds like some type of Hollywood script. This shit made up. And I tweeted that. And I caught so much flack for it. So much shit for it. I'm just like, did y'all actually read what he said it happened? They put a noose on him. And they poured gas on him or something. And I'm like, really? In Chicago? First of all, that's not happening in Chicago. It's not, period. First of all, we don't care. we too busy trying to get to where we got to go.
it's crazy how that all went down, because there's so many crazy, funny parts of it. Like the fact that when the police pulled up to his house, his Subway was still there. Like he ate his sandwich after a hate crime was committed on him, he finished his Subway sandwich.
And then the part where it started even getting smelly, even though I knew it was fake, it started smelling fishy when he didn't want to turn his phone over to investigators.
Yeah, that was really weird.
Come on now.
And then on top of that,
real hate crime, you would have no pause in doing something like that. So come on now.
I just find it weird that if he's going to say that he was the victim of a hate crime, why would you hire two black people to be the people that you think did it? Like, not even like African American, like Nigerian black people, black people.
Bro, he lives in Chicago. He could have found two white boys from Wrigleyville or something. Shit. Come on.
He paid them $3,500. Of course they're going to snitch for $3,500. Tell them too.
Stupid.
Yo, man. What?
But now he's talking about he has a drug addiction. I'm like, hey, bro. That only flies to the white celebrities.
Facts. Man, it's a crazy situation. And I don't want to laugh at it, but the absurdity of it is just beyond belief.
Yeah, at this point, definitely.
It's almost like, really? People are getting mad because they say it makes black people look bad and it makes hate crimes. Like, it kind of like makes people don't want to believe hate crimes. But I look at it like,
that's an excuse.
That's an excuse, yeah. Without a doubt, that's an excuse.
And the thing about this whole thing is he's giving them gas to light their fire.
Yeah, it does.
Like, all they're going to do is, what about the Justice Smollett situation? This is another one of those. Like, you know how this go, bro. Come on.
Yeah, it's...
Fox News spiel.
Yeah, I don't buy into that crap whatsoever, because you can easily say the same thing about things that happen to them. Like, it was a story I read a while, not too long ago, matter of fact. I think while I was on break, about how a lot of the Trump supporters that are on Twitter and things like that are actually bots.
Yeah.
That people buy to make Trump look bigger than what he seemed. So it's crazy to think about how people are so willing to die on that hill of whether they like believe in Trump that they were willing to pay money, or unless you're computer savvy or whatnot. I'm not computer savvy at all, but to pay money or whatnot to make it seem like he is bigger than what he is.
I wouldn't be surprised. Would you?
Yeah, you're right. I'm definitely not surprised. I
mean, come on now, the man gets insulted by people talking about his hand size.
So, let me ask you about this. What'd you think of the Robert Kraft situation?
I feel like he should be treated just like Jerry Richardson did. Jerry Richardson was caught flirting a little bit too hard with women that didn't want his presence, and he lost his team.
Yeah.
But we both know Robert Kraft. Not exactly.
Did you hear the interesting thing about that situation?
Yeah, it was the prostitution ring, right?
Well, not only that, they said that people who are bigger than Robert Kraft got arrested. They haven't announced who it was yet. Certain people bigger than Robert Kraft, and that now it wasn't there looking for him in particular. He just happened to go in there. The fact is, they were there because there was a sex ring.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard about that, and I was like, that and Robert Kraft's name just don't sound like it go together. And I was like, hey, old white billionaires, you never know what they'd be up to, man.
Yeah, man. So it's a whole other situation. Like, I don't think he had anything to do with it. They said, I think he's got charged with a misdemeanor. So that implies that they know that he didn't have anything to do with it. But it's just crazy, the fact
he still needs to lose the team, though.
It's possible. I don't think it's going to happen, but
he needs to forfeit the team. I mean, you can't be an owner of an NFL franchise worth billions of dollars. I mean, you get caught in things to make the shield look dirty.
I just found it weird that he was doing that. And so he's a billionaire. Why would he feel like he has the need? Maybe it's for, like I heard somebody say, it's for the adventure aspect.
Because billionaires are always the biggest perverts.
Yeah, well, even so, with that being said, like, you can have hookers come to your house. You're a billionaire. You don't have to go to like massage parlors to get what you want.
Exactly. Why are you paying for it as a billionaire? That's the part that you need to needs to be addressed, man.
He needs better friends because like he should never be caught out there like that, especially when you are a billionaire, not a millionaire, a billionaire. There's other avenues where you can get sick, and I understand people have needs, and he's an older man. And I think his wife passed away recently, right?
Yeah.
So he probably wanted the PYT or something like that, a little pretty young thing. And you know, and if he's paying him, I understand. Like, hey, that's your thing. But when you have that type of money, there's better ways to do that.
That's true.
And let's keep it real. This is not something that, if I were to take a guess, a lot of these owners are doing stuff like that.
Yeah, they're just not getting caught.
Exactly. And he put himself in a position where he can easily get caught. So that's the interesting and strange thing about it. So staying with the football situation, what do you think about the cap situation, about him finally getting paid?
Who getting paid?
Colin Kaepernick.
I felt like it was bound to happen because it was if he didn't get paid, I feel like he has some more ammo to throw out. He probably there's more to it. I mean, yeah. I know that $70 to $80 million isn't a lot for the NFL to just cut a check for. But at the same time, that amount of money, they knew what it was. They knew it was collusion. Obviously, it was. Come on now.
I was trying to wonder, and I was thinking about it. Would you think that may be the money to tell him, like, hey, just go away. Don't come to try to come back to play in the NFL. Just go away. Let's be done with this. Let's get this out of our system. Because that's an exorbitant amount of money. I think that's what he probably would have got paid.
Colin Kaepernick can never play for football league. I mean, not the football league, the NFL, man.
Did you see the I don't know if the talk they were saying that the XFL offered him a contract?
Yeah, I heard about it. But at this point, I feel like he's moved past football. He's doing better things in the community, better things in the world, more than he can do on the football field. I think he's realized that.
Yeah, I think he's more important not playing football. And I think if he goes back to the NFL, at least it probably hurts him more than it helps him.
Definitely.
Because if he goes back and he's not kneeling anymore, or if something didn't happen, like something not put out there like, well, I'm not kneeling anymore, but they gave a lot of money to a specific charity because of that.
And at that point, he kind of looks like a sellout.
Yeah.
So this is why I said he will never play football again. At that point, you left football, minor injuries, never really any major, major injuries. You got out good. You still got your hands intact.
Yeah,
he only started how many seasons? What, four? Five?
4 seasons? Yeah, 4 or 5 seasons. And he had a great, great career. But that short period of time, like.
He almost won the Super Bowl if the lights didn't go up.
Yeah, I think he had a career he could be proud of. Now I think it's time for him. I don't know if this is what he's going to do, but.
Man, at one point, Colin Kaepernick was the quarterback that started the pistol formation and all that stuff. Everybody was doing that before Harbaugh in San Francisco.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting because at one point, the NFL was looking at him and Russell Wilson like those are the guys.
Yeah.
Those are our futures, dude. It's crazy to look at today, and it's not that case at all.
Man, Fournette should have so many rushing yards. Him and Frank Gore were just running down people's throats. People think Lamar Jackson and whoever the running back is in Baltimore, can't remember his name. Think they good? They don't know where it comes from.
Yeah, man. So, by the time this release, 2 Chainz new album be out. Not going to ask you about the album. I want to ask you about the more important question. What do you think about LeBron A&R and hip hop albums now?
LeBron might as well just hang it up. He said he ain't got nothing else to chase for. I mean, I guess, you know, you just spend seasons playing. Isn't the object of playing the season to win?
Yeah. Let me ask you this. What do you think LeBron James' legacy would be?
Oh, he'll go down as a top 10 player. Top five, maybe. Depends.
I have a hot take.
Hot take what?
My hot take is he is one of the most underachieving players in NBA history.
That's very fair. But man, been in 9 finals.
Yeah, not only that, but if you look at like the teams he's like, okay, you can say the teams that he had with Cleveland in the beginning were rough, right?
Yeah.
But when he got to the Heat,
Mario Moon, Carl.
Yeah, but when he got to the Heat, there was almost no excuses.
No, it wasn't. And then Dirk Nowitzki just turned into Dirk. Out of nowhere, he just
Dirk basically did what LeBron was supposed to do.
Yeah.
And it's interesting to see how. And this is something I've said before. I don't think I've never said it on the podcast before, but LeBron has a tendency of giving up.
He'll just
get dejected and don't want to play no more. He will throw in the towel in the game. He's not like he doesn't have that killer instinct that a Kobe or a Jordan has.
No, I wouldn't say he doesn't have killer instinct.
He has it, but not like a Kobe and Jordan does.
No, not even close. Kobe and Jordan, they're taking the last shot, and they most likely going to make it. LeBron looking to set somebody up, and that's always been the downfall of his career.
Yeah, maybe it's revisionist history, but I always saw Kobe as like, it went down 24, I'm going to shoot 25 times to get us back in this game.
Yeah, and he did it.
And LeBron wasn't that type of player.
Kobe physically carried some of those Lakers teams, man.
Yeah, and looking at things now, how it's turned out, especially with the whole circus that this Lakers season has been, it makes me think about how he was when he was in the Heat. And those moments, like, kind of like come out a little bit more about how he would just give up on certain games and stuff like that. Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
We know you're better than this, LeBron. Why are you not playing harder? So it's going to be really interesting to see what he does in LA, if he's going to even stay for that matter.
Speaking on LeBron, but could not really relate to LeBron, people love bringing up Kyrie and he didn't do nothing without LeBron. Show me anybody else that could have did something as a rookie with the team that Kyrie Irving played on before LeBron came back to Cleveland.
Yeah, that team was
it's pitiful.
Yeah. I think Kyrie is one of those players that if he gets on the right team, he's going to be the man. Like, and I think the NBA needs more stars like that. Especially the East. The East is, it doesn't have that standout star anymore like he used to have.
No, it's just to route the West in the All-Star games.
Yeah.
I remember when the East had all the talent. I mean, they had Wade, they had Bron, they had Melo, they had shit, a lot of people.
Yeah.
Bron D. Rose.
Yeah, that is definitely not the case now.
D-Rose should have been an all-star.
Yeah, D-Rose is one of those players that I love his story. Like, he is just, he's been through a lot, man, in his career. And it makes you want to root for him.
But, you know who else I'm a big fan of that people don't really notice?
Who else?
Dennis Schroeder. He used to light the Bulls up back in the day, back when he played at the Hawks. And I always felt like if he was on the right team, that dude could thrive. He's a scoring guard. He's not really a big passer. So he's perfect in that Oklahoma City system. Perfect.
Yeah. I agree with that, too.
I mean, sometimes he plays 30 minutes. I'm like, yeah, he might as well just be the starter.
Yeah, it's funny how that works out. If you get in the right system, everything just clicks. Like, even like James Harden. When he was on the Thunder, we didn't think James Harden was going to be what he is today.
No, he showed promise. He never showed
this.
No. I mean, the man is scoring more than he did last year while taking less shots. It's crazy. And people got mad at me when I said that or something, we were talking about it at work. I said that Steph Curry is having his best season of his career, and no one's paying attention to it because how great of a season Giannis and James Harden have.
Yeah,
and that's fair, but Steph is having his best season ever. The man's already had a 50-40-90 season. How much better can you get?
I think it's because people are tired of Steph Curry.
They tired of greatness. They're not tired of LeBron being great. They're not tired of Mike being as great as he was. What's wrong with Steph?
Why?
They hate Steph for some reason. I don't know
because they're winning, and they seem like they're unstoppable. They're basically becoming the New England Patriots.
I don't understand it, though. People get mad at the Warriors for being as good as they are. That entire team is drafted except for KD and Boogie. KD went to free agency. We get that. DeMarcus Cousins didn't get an offer that he felt was respectable enough, so he went to Golden State. Nobody told him to go there.
Yeah.
That is completely optional. It's not like they were traded there.
Yeah, the basketball is weird like that. How people will get mad at players for doing what they want to do in terms of, like, I want to go win. So I'm going to go on a team that's going to give me the best chance to win. And I don't care if it messes up your odds or stacks
put
the team
in,
up.
Put it in normal people kind of tongue. A job offers you $50,000. Another offers you $75,000 a year. Who is you taking?
Exactly.
It ain't that hard.
Yeah, it's really simple if you really put it that way. I'll put it to you this way. This is just as good an analogy. McDonald's offers you a job, or Apple offers you a job. Which one are you going to?
Ain't even a debate.
Yeah, you gonna go work some burgers over there, or you gonna go work at Apple in the corporate offices?
It's not even. Nah, they crazy with that.
Yeah, man. Is there anything else we gotta talk about, man? We've been.
I don't know, man. What else you have on the roster?
I'm trying to think what else we had to talk about. It's a whole bunch of stuff that's going on in it. I'm trying to think. Oh, can't remember this guy's name. Did you see the Michael Cohen thing?
I heard about it. Everything that he said is what we've all been thinking for the last 4 years.
It's crazy. I didn't think. To see that play out in a situation like where you got the president's former attorney testifying to Congress about all the horrible things the president has done. That's wild. I never thought I'd see something like that in my life.
It happened. And people, of course, he's a convicted felon. But at the same time, haven't we been seeing like little peaks of this for as long as it's been happening? We know this is true.
Yeah. I think it's going to be really fascinating to see, like, the documentary after all this is over with.
The history books. I hope they don't scrub it.
Yeah, that's a good point. But what do you think is going to come of this whole hearing that's been going on with him talk about the whole Trump situation and things like that?
I just think Congress wants to get it on record. That's all.
Yeah, I don't think he's getting impeached. I'd be shocked if that happens.
I don't think he's going to get impeached purely because people will vote for him again.
Yeah.
And that's not a doubt in my mind. I mean, this is America.
Yeah.
It's very sad, but it's the world we live in, man.
You are absolutely right about that. All right. Final topic, I guess. R. Kelly, man. Did you watch Survivor R. Kelly for one?
You said what?
Did you watch Survivor R. Kelly for one?
I watched the first two parts, and after that, I couldn't watch anymore. Well, yes. Because we've known this for decades, and now people are just starting to care because of social media, which is kind of wild. Because all the women that have been harmed over the years. But, you know, I guess.
Do you think they finally got him now?
Oh, yeah. Chicago. Kim Fox is the state's attorney here. She don't play no games.
It's crazy to think that Chicago PD has been cracking down on celebrities. Like, they got Jesse and R. Kelly in the same month.
You got looking at Atlanta. They arrested 21 Savage. They arrested Blueface. Some other couple, rappers I don't know.
What, this month?
Yeah.
Holy crap! I didn't know that.
Yeah, Super Bowl weekend, the weekend after.
Oh, that's when 21 Savage got arrested and they tried to deport him.
It was a couple. Okay.
That's a crazy story.
They ain't playing no games at all.
But this whole R. Kelly situation is fascinating because they're saying that documentary is one of the reasons why they opened up investigations back on R. Kelly. And he was kind of thinking he was going to skate off, like he was going to just breeze over.
Yeah, I don't know why he thought that. That was never going to happen.
Yeah, I feel like I hope he gets what's coming to him because he's done some awful, horrible things, and I think his day of reckoning is coming.
And you know what's crazy about that whole situation? Women are the biggest supporter of him, not men. I don't know why people think it's the other way around.
Yeah, I'm not listening to R. Kelly album. I can't tell you the last. I probably was 13 the last time I listened to R. Kelly album.
That shit came on the shuffle the other day on my phone. That song was Snoop Dogg and R. Kelly. And I was like, man, gotta delete this off my phone now.
Yeah, I can't listen to it no more knowing what I know. And it's like, you ever heard of the What Up No podcast?
No, I haven't.
You should check it out. They're real, real good podcast. But they were talking about on their podcast how, because there's another documentary coming out now about Michael Jackson. And they were saying if the allegations against Michael Jackson, molesting boys, are true, would you be able to stop listening to his music?
Of course. I don't think it'd be that hard of a decision, especially considering if that's the truth. But at the same time, it's a little bit different because Michael Jackson isn't allowed to defend himself.
Yeah, that's one of the things they said. That and the fact that Michael Jackson is like a household name.
Worldwide,
like Japan, China, everywhere, everybody knows Michael Jackson. I'm not saying that R. Kelly isn't big, but he's not Michael Jackson.
He ain't Michael Jackson, but not by any stretch of the imagination. Nobody is Michael Jackson or Prince.
Yeah, so the question they were asking was, how big of a celebrity or a person that you're a fan of does have to be for you to like break your moral for, like in terms of like, I know they did something horrible, but I'm not gonna stop listening to their music.
I can't listen to anybody's music that I know is guilty of that 100% and feel comfortable at all.
Okay, let's take that off the table. Hey, let's take child molestation off the table. That's an obvious horrible thing.
Yeah.
Let's go like Chris Brown. You be a woman. Do you still listen to Chris Brown music?
I mean, I've got some on my phone, but I'm not trying to search my phone for some Chris Brown. Yeah. But he a couple of his songs do come on my shuffle sometimes.
Okay, so
that situation is a little bit different, considering the facts, and I do think it was a horrible thing. But at the same time, we do have to preach rehabilitation as well.
Yeah,
and I think he's done that pretty well.
That makes sense. That's a great answer. That's a great positive answer. I'm glad you said the answer because you're basically saying as long as you see growth and change in a person, you believe they can make that change, you're willing to forgive them.
Exactly. People are willing to change. Everybody can change over time. Okay, now, if it's sincere change, then that's good. If it's just change to kind of make it seem like I'm doing better, but I'm really not, then that's a problem. But I don't see that far. And even if it was that, that's not my life. And I'm not judging somebody that I don't know,
Yeah. So let me ask you this. How far do you think you can go with that change? Like, okay, you said domestic violence you can forgive for, obviously, because people can change and circumstances around that can make them change.
That's true.
What about sexual assault?
Nah, I don't like that fly.
Okay, that's a good answer.
That's not fly at all on me, Chief. Yeah. Which one will touch my little sister?
Okay, let me ask you this. What about murder? Like OJ, for example.
But did OJ really do it, though?
That's a whole other podcast, man. We can definitely have that conversation about.
Did OJ really do it? Find out at five.
Like, if one of your favorite, well, shoot, some of my favorite artists did commit murder. Like, when I said that, I just immediately thought of Gucci Mane. Like, yeah, Gucci Mane killed some.
Poor person, I thought it was 50. And I'm like, I know 50 got some bodies. I just know it.
And I'm not going to stop listening to Gucci Mane on 50. So I said, yeah. Murder is, it's weird to say that out loud, but it's actually true. Like, murder, like, yeah.
I mean, you know, there's always a situation, you know, listen, somebody tried to rob you. You shot him. What? That's cool. You know?
Yeah, it's weird somebody to say that.
Somebody shot your cousin, so you shot their grandma. I mean, that's sad, but man, Illmatic is a classic album. I can't go out after that.
Yeah, it's weird to say that we give rappers that path. Like, any other place in society, if you murder somebody, you're getting vilified for it.
Oh, yeah. But
that music fire. That's
it sounds fire, man.
It's a weird thing to have, but it's true that we all do it. I just find that actually fascinating. That like any other circumstance. Like if I'm trying to think I'm gonna say him. I'm trying to think of it, like if Edge's album was out there really killing people, yeah, we'd have a problem with that. But because it's a rapper that we like 50 Cent, we're like, huh? Well, he did say he kills people.
Yeah, definitely.
He didn't lie to us. He told us from the gate.
And he never scared us wrong. He told us what it was.
Yeah. Any more things we got to talk about, brother?
Not yet. Not until baseball come back, unfortunately.
Yeah, definitely. I think I'm gonna start watching back baseball again this season. After all this stuff I've been doing, diet, then I need something to kick back and watch another wine with. Plus, Marlins tickets are cheap. I probably could go to a Marlins game for $5.
You probably could. Take your hour to find parking, though.
Yeah, that's true. I might. I'm thinking about taking my son with an Uber and out there.
That's probably the best decision ever because I've heard the transportation system down there is crazy.
Yeah. I'm thinking about going to some Heat games, too, for that matter, for the way he leaves.
Yeah, them games would be decent. You see that shot he hit the other day? I was like, whoa.
Oh, that was dope. That was so dope.
I was like, that's just like Wade.
Yeah, I'm going to miss watching him play basketball.
Definitely. The third greatest shooting guard ever.
Yeah, I think he's up there. I think he's...
Jordan, Kobe, Wade.
Wade, yeah. And that's... really difficult company to be in. Yeah.
I mean, you got to think about it. Dwayne Wade probably had one of the top five greatest finals performances ever.
Yeah. And the thing about Wade is he was injury prone.
Yeah.
And he's still that good. That's crazy to think about. Like, imagine if he wasn't as injury prone as he is.
Man. I don't think we can talk about LeBron as big as he is. Got him Dwayne Wade.
Same thing can be said for Derrick Rose.
He had the league for a while.
Yeah.
After he won a title in 2006, they put everybody else on the clock.
Yeah. D Wade, awesome play. I'm gonna miss. Like I said, I'm really gonna miss watching him play because he made Heat basketball fun.
Man, people think when Kobe retired, it was gonna be whack. Wait till LeBron retires. The league is just gonna be.
Yeah,
I mean we got KD, but they're not really LeBron. They're not. They box office, but they're not box office. You know.
Yeah, I think the NBA is gonna have a problem with stars in a few years.
Hey, if Zion stays healthy and keeps doing what he's doing in the NBA, they ain't got no problem. They got another LeBron in the pipeline.
Yeah, but you're gonna need more than that. Like, I'm talking in terms of like in the 90s, you had like every team had a star player, like somebody you would see on a box of Frosted Flakes a week, like Ewing, David Robinson, Jordan, Barkley,
Gary Pat,
Tim Hardaway. The list went on, and you don't really have that now.
Nope. You got five stars with one team, and you got three in the other conference.
That's about it. Yeah, you probably can count all the star players on what, maybe like one and a half hands.
I mean, who are the best players in the East right now? I mean, Joel Embiid. I guess you could put Ben Simmons up there. Kemba. Lauri Markkanen. I mean, Zach LaVine. I mean, those are really good players. But look who the West got. They got Russ Westbrook. They got PG. They got LeBron. They got Steph. They got KD. They got DeMarcus Cousins. They got Boogie. They got everybody, man.
Yeah.
Even the Spurs got two top 10, 15 players.
That's crazy to think about. They need to figure out a better way to balance that out. Like, the East should not be so barren with stars.
That's where all the competition is out West. I mean, look how good the Nuggets are. The Nuggets are a really great basketball team. Another great Western team that just won't beat the Warriors. And that's unfortunate.
Yeah, I think people like players need to smarten up and be like, we need to go to the East. Because I'd rather be the team that goes to the East and makes it to the finals every year as opposed to the team that stays in the West and possibly get knocked out the first, second round.
Yeah. I mean, the fifth seed in the West is probably better than the third seed out East.
Yeah, and the competition is just not as fierce. So,
let's see. Who is fifth? Fifth out West.
The fifth team in the East.
Yeah.
Let me look it up right now. Eastern Conference standings. The Celtics.
The Celtics. That's the 15 in the East.
Yes.
And the 15 in the West is the Rockets. Come on now.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah. It's wild to look at that. Like, you can even look at like the Lakers. If the Lakers were in the East, how well did they do in the East?
They're
10th seed right now.
I don't think they top the crack 8.
Think they can beat the Hornets?
I mean, they could, but I don't know.
Because the Hornets are the 8th seed right now.
And that's not terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, you play Detroit, you got to have some bodies because they'll bang with you in the post, for real.
Yeah, definitely.
I just need more shooting. I've always liked Blake Griffin in Detroit. It feels like a good fit. You know, he's a scoring forward. Drummond's a big man. It works.
Yeah, I like Blake, so I'm happy that he's there.
He's not.
He's clearly not.
I can tell he's just tired of Reggie Jackson.
Yeah, man. Anything else we got to talk about, brother?
I think that's it for this week, man.
All right, man. Let them know where to find you at.
You can find me at 2_Christian on Twitter. You can find us at A2 Sources on Twitter as well. We'll be recording our 50th podcast in the next couple of days.
I am tired.
In the next week. It's going to be a good one.
Definitely. Make sure you check us out, man. Blog Boys, we are out. Peace.
Hey, Now extended through January 14th, join a clean and spacious Planet Fitness for zero enrollment and only $10 a month. With tons of equipment and free fitness training, it's the perfect place for everybody to work out.
Even me, mister, I'm so stressed I grind my teeth more than most people grind coffee.
Especially you. Give your anxiety clenched jaw a rest.
My molars will be so happy.
Start feeling fit-tacular today. Join in club or at planetfitness.com. Zero enrollment, $10 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends January 14th, see club for details.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a nature show host.
In a native habitat of a suburban driveway, the poor victim of a broken windshield is left assessing his vehicle, utterly helpless.
Well, not true. If he's got Geico, he can file a claim online, over the phone, or with his handy mobile app.
But like a lone gazelle, he'll suddenly be left to fend for himself, awaiting his terrible fate.
Nope. Geico will assign him a designated claims team to help him out, too.
So the gazelle gets his car fixed and everything.
Wow. Nature is so cool.
Geico. Great service without all the drama.